At First Bank Kansas, we know ag. Our team is ready to help you whether you need a loan for land, equipment, or livestock. We will customize a solution for you. Call a First Bank Kansas ag lender in Salina, Ellsworth, McPherson, Abilene, Lindsborg, or Hutchison. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Mac Matters, presented by First Bank Kansas on 96.7 FM KBBE. Mac Matters, presented by First Bank Kansas, is an opportunity for listeners to hear what events are coming up in the McPherson community, as well as what really matters to the city and people of McPherson. Now here is Nathan Sage and Joni Ringy with the McPherson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
And welcome into another episode of Mac Matters here on 96.7 KBBE. Nathan Sage once again join alongside Joni Ringy with the McPherson Convention and Visitors Bureau. This episode of Mac Matters is obviously going to be dedicated to All Schools Day because that event is coming up before you know it. Joni, first off, take us through who you got here with us today and kind of what we expect to hear from them in regards to All Schools Day.
Well, thanks, Nathan. First of all, we have Gloria Schroeder, and she's going to talk about the royalty with the May Fete and a little bit about the May Fete, what's going on there. And then we have Wayne Burns, and he's going to talk about his 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And we have Mary Steffes, who is on the executive board for All Schools Day, and she's going to talk about everything else that's going on, the fireworks, etc. And then also, to end, we have Ann Engel,
the executive director of McPherson Main Street.
McPherson Main Street, and she is going to talk about a game that they're holding downtown Main.
Okay, so first off, I guess my first question is, I'm as I covered this before in our previous segment, was I'm new to McPherson. I've only been here since August, and I've heard nothing but everything like good about All Schools Day. Everybody's talking about how great it is and the things that go on and the events. I know obviously this year is going to be a little bit different. Can't be to the full extent of what everybody is hoping, but we still have events and we still have things going on. So my first question is, take me through what exactly is All Schools Day and how did that get started?
Well, All Schools Day is a big deal in McPherson, Kansas. It goes back over 100 years. And it's an annual celebration of the youth in McPherson County of all school districts. And it started with honoring eighth graders because back in the day, they graduated and that was the end of it. But it's evolved into much more than that. But still at the core, we're celebrating the youth of McPherson County. And it just is the second week of May every year. And many events have been incorporated over the years, and of course the last year has been a real challenge, but anyway, that's just a little tidbit of what All Schools Day is.
What exactly, you know, I know that I've heard things like button search and May Fete and royalty and different terms, and to an outsider, I'm kind of like, especially May Fete. Someone take me, what exactly is May Fete?
May Fete is several of the schools get together and they either sing, they do gymnastics, they entertain the crowd. And we have royalty that evening. It's Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday's always at the park right across from the swimming pool. And then Thursday night's at the high school. During this time, we have royalty. We have six queens, six kings, six little princess, and then six crown bearers. And they all come from the different schools. We have McPherson, we have Inman, we have Canton-Galva, Mound Ridge, Smoky Valley, and then in 2013, we incorporated Elyria Christian School. And so they all are dressed alike. They all have nice long dresses, and we go through the process of having photos taken for them. The last 2 years, we were not in tux. Last year and then this year, we are doing the black pants, black dress pants for the guys, white shirts, a vest to match the queen's dress. And they crown the queens there, and then they sit on stage and watch the finale, the show.
So when it comes to this year, being obviously COVID causing a lot of problems, what can we expect? What can the people here in McPherson expect for All Schools Day going this year? I believe it's May 14th, right?
Correct. Any of the events held during the week of All Schools Day this year will be subject to the protocols of whatever it is at the time, as far as social distancing and those sorts of things. May Fete being held outside on Wednesday evening, weather permitting. obviously doesn't present much of an issue, but so people are be encouraged to just probably stay with their own group or whatever, but enjoy everything outdoors. And then on Thursday at the Roundhouse, the entire Roundhouse of bleachers will be opened up so that people can social distance according to, like I said, whatever the protocol is at that time.
So again, take us through exactly what is still going on this year, or can we say what is going on so far?
Well, as of today, what is going on is, I guess to start everything off the second week of May, we will have the button hunt like we have had in previous years, both virtual and physical. And those clues will be coming out like they do, and the same rules apply to participate in that as in previous years. So I would encourage people to visit our website or Facebook page and find out what the rules are for the button hunt. So that is going on. And then, as Gloria has talked about, May Fete will go on Wednesday and Thursday evening. That would be May 12th and 13th at the Lakeside Park and then the Roundhouse. And then on Friday, we will have fireworks at dark at Wall Park. And what am I forgetting?
Old Farts Drag Main.
Well, Old Farts Drag Main has moved their event down to the plaza downtown. And they blocked off the street, Marlin, West Marlin, from Main to the alley. And they're going to have, I know they have one food truck right now. I think they're working on some other contacts. And then Compass Realty is doing an inflatable. They're sponsoring an inflatable down there. I don't know the exact times, but I think all this stuff starts at 5. And then there's going to be live music. The Old Farts Drag Main have arranged that, and that's going to be on the plaza. And so I know that's going on downtown for that evening.
Right. And then on Saturday, this just kind of happened today, but I wanted to bring it up, that at the McPherson Opera House, they will be showing the movie The Santa Fe Trail. And this is in honor of the Santa Fe Trail's 200th anniversary that is going on right now, this year. And then that will be on Saturday the 15th at 2 p.m. It's co-sponsored by the McPherson Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with the Kansas Quivira chapter of the Santa Fe Trail Committee.
And when it comes to this, I know you mentioned, what is the website or what is the Facebook page that people can find this information out at?
Well, I guess you can just search on Facebook, McPherson County All Schools Day. And our website is allschoolsday.com. And I want to remind everyone that buttons are on sale currently in a number of locations. And buttons are a part of All Schools Day and are required as your admittance to some of the events. And they will be required to get into May Fete. I guess that's really all there is this year as far as admitting
and the hunt. They have to have a button to hunt,
yeah,
don't they?
They do have to have a button.
And a license.
And they are,
yeah,
what, $2, and you also get last year's button with that? Is that correct?
Yes, because we did not get to sell any buttons last year with the purchase of this year's button, which is really cool, by the way. For $2, you also get a button from last year for free. So.
Now, Gloria, I know you mentioned something about the royalty and that aspect of it. Take us through, when I think of royalty, and I think of, especially old schools, I think of prom kings and homecoming. Is it something like that aspect of it?
Similar to it. And they always tell them that, you know, you're representing your school. It's a really big honor. In years past, they were to work on a float and have a float downtown, and they have big floats, and they have their nice attire that they wear for that, and it's just a big, big honor, and it's a big honor for the schools.
And how long has that been going on, especially the royalty aspect of it? Has it been since All Schools Day began?
Yes.
Now, as far as Wayne, you're here, you got a 3-on-3 basketball tournament coming up as well. Take us through
yes.
that tournament.
2 years ago, pre-COVID, in 2019, we incorporated a 3-on-3 outdoor basketball tournament at Challenger Park, and it was very successful. We had over 24 teams in the tournament, and around the Challenger courts, it was an atmosphere, a festival atmosphere, and the kids had a blast, parents had a blast, and we also have the police department and the fire department play. They play a grudge game, so they get to play against each other, and everybody loved it, watching them play and having a good time. So.
And do you already have the teams for that, or is
no? We sent out the registrations a couple weeks ago. The deadline for the registration is May the 12th, and we'll either, you know, we'll take them up till May 13th, the day before. It's for grades 5th and 6th, 7th and 8th, then we have 9th and 10th. It's all the way through high school. So
it looks like there's still time to register. Where would they go to do that?
There's plenty of time to register. They can either they can pick up a registration form at the Municipal Center at 400 East Kansas, or they can contact myself at playkansaskidssports@gmail.com, or they can visit our Facebook page at Kansas Kids Sports.
Wayne, a lot of people don't know where Challenger Park is or the name of that park. Can you tell them exactly where
the
that is?
The Challenger Park courts is next to the fire station. And if it is bad weather or inclement weather, we will go to the community building and use the indoor facility.
When it comes to that as well, is there a certain limit on the amount of teams that can participate in it?
No, we'll play. We got the start time down as 4 p.m. because I thought we was going to have the Matador and all that, and you might want to explain
the marathon.
It's another challenge and athletic challenges against school, all the different schools, and it's usually done by that time, so that's why we start at 4. And if we're not going to have it, I might move it up to a 2 o'clock or a 3 o'clock start time.
And if you do change that, we will.
Yeah, we will let people know. We'll let teams know. But, you know, we've got a schedule for 4 p.m.
As far as you were mentioning.
The marathon, and there won't be one this year, but we hope to have that back next year. Is that right, Mary?
I'm hoping so. Marathon has been, like, one of the key parts of All Schools Day for many years, and it's really fun. I'm not exactly sure how to describe it, but it's what would we call it? I don't know.
They're fun Olympic challenges.
Style competition.
Fun games. It's just fun games. Yeah. It's been held at Linnea Park for many years, and David Harder has been in charge of that for a long time, and he retired from it last year. So we do need someone to step up and come on our committee and take that marathon event over. But it's for middle school age kids, and it's just zany fun, I guess is what I would say. Three-legged race and egg toss, that type of stuff. Water balloons. They've had water balloons.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wacky Olympics.
And you need somebody to take it over, right?
Correct. Like I said, we need somebody to fill David Harder's huge shoes and take that over. And historically, along with Marathon, for a number of years, we've also had inflatables at Linnea Park so that people that were watching maybe their middle school kids in the Marathon and had smaller kids could come over and have fun in the inflatables, but that, you know, is not going to happen this year either. But we're just hoping everything comes back bigger and better next year than ever before. So
now, you obviously mentioned needing someone to take over that, but I also assume probably everybody could also use some volunteers as well. So what do people need to do if they want to volunteer? Who do they contact? How does it work?
If you are out there and you would like to be a part of the All Schools Day planning and be on the committee, you can just message us on Facebook. That goes into an email. That's probably the best thing to do, is just go to our Facebook page and send a private message to All Schools Day, and that will go to someone, and they'll respond back. So, yes, we do have a number of vacant spots to fill on our committee, so we will be gearing up and really focusing on that just as soon as this year's event winds down. So.
Now, with Ann, I know you got some games coming up for Main Street. Take us through what exactly you got going on.
I do, and I also wanted to say I noticed that on something else going on All Schools Day, USD 418 is going to be at the community building from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they're doing an opportunity for different people to come in and speak with the construction and design team and the experts and the district leaders about their bond issue. So they've got that reserved. And the chamber is still doing their 8th grade Omega Awards. They've already, I think the deadline was yesterday, but they'll be doing that, and that honors an 8th grader. So that's going on. Every year, as far as my job, the downtown, a lot of them will do a pre-parade sale. Well, obviously, we're not having the parade, but there are 14 businesses that still want to do some type of a sale. So we're just calling it an All Schools Day Fun Sale. There's a few that are only going to do it that morning. There's some that are doing it all day. There's some that are doing it Friday and Saturday. So what I've done is created a game, and I'll be getting all that information out, and there'll be a game board, and the people that want to play will go into the different stores that are participating, and they'll get a little sticker with the logo and put it on their game board, and then they'll turn it in. And I'll do like $50
first prize will be a $50 gift certificate of the winner's choice to the participating store. And I'm maybe going to have a few other prizes. I'm just kind of working on that. But that's what Main Street will be doing. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, was when you mentioned, you know, the fun part of it, there are some misconceptions going on around that about the carnival. Toby's Carnival is out of business, and they were here for so many years, and it was like a fourth-generation business. And I've been talking to one of the grandsons of the carnival to verify that they were out of business. So I kind of wanted to get that out there because there's been some posts on some different community pages that they really aren't. And the granddaughter and the grandson said they were going to update their Facebook page and make sure it did reflect that they are out of business. So that's another thing. I've gotten a list from them, given it to the committee. They're going to start looking for carnival people for the next year's deal. I think next year's will be awesome. And yes, and I really feel sorry for the committee this year because I know they've gotten a lot of flack.
Yeah, that was going to be my next kind of question is so from what I've been gathering my short time here in McPherson is All Schools Day is a huge event. It seems like there's tons of different events and things going on. Even this year with stuff still being closed, there still seems like there's still a lot going on. So I guess my question for you guys is when it comes to everything not being the way it normally is, how great is it for you guys to even be having anything to celebrate in general?
I think it's awesome that we're having all what we're having. And I just thought of one more thing. The museum is offering with a button free admission on that Friday. And I think it's real important to buy your buttons this year because that money goes back to help for events this year and what we're going to do next year. So we want it bigger and better. Buy your buttons. That money is well spent.
Yeah, I'm the button chair on the committee, and last year I had just ordered 5,600 buttons for last year, about a week before everything shut down. So obviously we had no button income from last year whatsoever, and this year we did not order as many buttons, but we're giving last year's button away, basically. So, and the buttons are a huge part of where the funding comes for everything, everything All Schools Day. So I'm looking forward to having next year and having everything. And like Ann mentioned, we are going to have to try to seek out a new carnival to contract with. But just stay tuned, everyone, because I just would like to have a big blowout next year and even have maybe something special just as, I don't know, something from all the struggles that we've had the last couple of years. So
now when it comes to that as well, can you guys, I would assume, also would take any donations. So if anybody wanted to give you donations because of the lost revenue from the buttons from last year and everything, and because it seems like what I've gathered is there's a big support for All Schools Day. I mean, a lot of people here in the community obviously love it. So if they want to donate and help out with that, they just contact you?
Most definitely. Anyone who wishes to support All Schools Day in any way can reach out to us. And again, probably the best way to do so is just to go to our Facebook page. I'm not sure if there's a link to donate on that, but you can definitely send us a message and then we will get an email and someone will respond and we will make whatever effort it takes to get your donation. So, because next year to pull off as big a celebration as what I'm hoping we can do is going to take a pretty good financial picture. So we'll be out scouring probably early on next year for donations. And I just really want to thank all the businesses and individuals that have supported us over the years and have continued to support us. Even last year, we had good donations before everything had to be canceled. And those people will and businesses will be recognized this year with the events that they sponsor. But next year, we're going to really need to ramp it up and make it a great, great week for everybody.
Is there anything else we're missing out so far on this?
I just wanted to say thank you again for allowing to have May Fete, because last year we did not have it. And all we were able to do for the royalty was they had their royalty attire, and I made sure that they had photos, and they were sent to all their schools for their yearbooks. But at least this year we are able to acknowledge them, and people are able to give them applause. You know, they deserve it. So thank you very much.
Well, and to address one thing that has come to us as a message was, you know, obviously, like Gloria mentions, there were royalty last year and also littles that didn't get to do their normal things like the kindergarten floats and the preschool floats. And the committee will definitely work on trying to incorporate some of those kids next year that have missed out on what they should have been able to do the last couple of years. So stay tuned on that too.
Anything else?
No, I'm excited about All Schools Day. I think we're doing as much as we can, considering the circumstances, and I think we've got a lot planned, really. Before that, I wanted to mention one little thing. Before All Schools Day, we have our National Travel and Tourism Week, and that is May 2nd through the 8th. And on May 3rd, we're going to have free cookies and coffee here at the museum, and also free trolley rides from 2 to 4 p.m., and we are located 1111 East Kansas Avenue, and free admission all week that week prior to All Schools Day to the museum.
Thanks for listening to today's Mac Matters presented by First Bank Kansas. To hear the complete episode again, go to midkansasonline.com. Tune in every first and third Wednesday of each month at 12:30 for another episode of Mac Matters presented by First Bank Kansas, only on 96.7 FM KBBE.